Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I like to do a commentary on day 34. The Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, and it's Proverbs 27:17. And it reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." As I am walking on this road that the Lord is laying out for me and showing me through His Word, I realized that I was not meant to be alone. We are in the book of Genesis, and that is one thing that the Lord said to Adam. You know, man was not meant to be alone, and He made Eve to be a companion to Adam. And so God knows how important it is for us to have other people around us. We as human beings, we do not know what we need to know in order to continue growing. We don't contain that all in ourselves right now. You know, unless the, you know, of course the Spirit lives in us, but even unraveling that, we need to have other people around us. And so this is the beauty, because some people know things that we don't know, and we know things that some people don't know. And when we come together in agreement and in love, we can share those things with one another, and we both can grow. So that's the beauty, of course, of having others around us. And in terms of abstinence, or learning how to eat in a way that we do not go back to that lustful, idolatrous behavior with food, I have found, and many people have found, how important it is for us to have a sponsor. And like I said, not only do we know this in Bible for food, but even people who are not in any Christ-centered food recovery know how important it is to have extra eyes looking at our food, and those extra eyes that can give us feedback that we have the humility to take. And again, the bottom line is that we don't want to go back to that life of deadness because of what we are ingesting. And so we need to have God directing us in His Word, so that our emotions are not trying again to take the seat in our lives that only God should have, that center seat in our lives. And so God's Word helps to keep our emotions stable. But we also need practical knowledge about food and about compulsive eating as a malady, as you know, as a besetting sin. We need feedback from another human being that can help us practically with the food. How in the world are we going to eat on a daily basis, get the nutrition that we need, and not flip back into that old behavior with the food? And this is where a sponsor comes in. Now, in Bible for Food, we have two types of helpers. We have a sponsor, and we have a shepherd. Sometimes they're the same person, but most of the time they usually are different people. But like I said, sometimes they're the same person. A shepherd is someone who will encourage another one-on-one to keep moving in their spiritual life. They will encourage the person first to go through the 90 days book. that we use on this meeting so that they can begin to see the difference of what we are doing in Christ-centered food recovery versus what we do or what we might have done in secular recovery. So if you're baffled about what is the difference or who we are in Bible for Food, please see how important it is to read and study and go through the 90 days book. It's important. It gives you a head start, even if you have never even done Bible study, is a way to even get your feet into Bible study, because each of the assignments at the end is a written assignment where you're writing and you're in the Word, and it causes you to think and see that this eating that you're doing is spiritual warfare, and it hopefully helps you to see how important it is for you to get abstinent and to stay abstinent, that this is not a game. It's not a game that we're in. A sponsor, on the other hand, is someone who helps you to, they used to have a saying in AA, put the plug in the jug. In other words, you are wanting to get being done with compulsive eating, compulsive overeating or compulsive undereating. You want to be where your eating is well ordered and godly, God honoring. You made up your mind this is what you want in your life. And as that verse in Proverbs says, iron sharpens iron. And if you know people who have long-term abstinence, you will probably know that they did not do it on their own. They did it with the help of another person. And not only that, they are helpful in that realm. And it takes a maturity, I think, to work with a sponsor. It's very easy to isolate with our food. It's actually one way that I think the evil one gets many people back into the food, through that isolation. And we, those of us who have had a long-term abstinence, we have seen people who have tried to just do it alone with the food, and sometimes it takes a long time, but somewhere the devil storms the door and the food becomes an option again, and they're back into the food. So if you're serious about being through with this food, please hear my heart regarding the necessity of having a sponsor and working honestly with that sponsor. Some people, say, well, I want a sponsor, but I can't find a sponsor. So what do I do? So one day at a time, I would say, pray that God will open your eyes to someone who can help you with the food. And one day at a time, work with that person honestly, still praying. If you're concerned that they, quote-unquote, may not be the one. But again, you are working with a person with integrity and sincerity, meaning that one day at a time, you are allowing them to be an authority in your life for that day regarding the food. In other words, you are letting them call the shots on the food for that day. And this is what I encourage you. Honestly work with that person for 24 hours. If you're feeling that In that 24 hours, no, I'm not going to, can't work with that person. Do what you said you were going to do in that 24 hours, and then send an email, text, whatever, call is better. Thank you very much for helping me in this day, starting tomorrow, I will be working with someone else. That is fine. We, those of us who have long-term abstinence, we have had to do that ourselves sometimes, and or we have definitely had people do that, and we've learned not to take offense at that. You know, we're not gods, but we are people who are very serious about our abstinence, and we can indeed help you with your abstinence if you have the humility to follow directions and not try to call the shots yourself regarding the food. What I heard very early in my abstinence regarding sponsoring and sponsorship is to become very dumb with your food. Not to become this, you know, the CEO of the what you do with your food. And that's a hard thing to do when we're used to just dictating, telling ourselves what to do with our food, and to give someone else that permission and ability to do that is not an easy thing to do. And so a sponsor is someone who is abstinent and they do not want to go back into the food. They're abstinent. And when I was first starting out, I was told that a sponsor needed to have 90 days. This was like in a secular program. They didn't have the Holy Spirit working in their lives, but it was a very practical thing. What they were saying is that don't have someone sponsoring you who is still struggling with the food themselves. It will become a matter of the blind leading the blind. You want someone who has had some success out of the food. And another thing to keep in mind is that even though you might want to help someone, that it is better that you have had some time out of the food yourself before you try to sponsor someone. If you're still messing around with the food and struggling with the food, it will probably be too hard for you to do that because you'll find yourself back in the ditch. Like someone says, you know, if the blind leads the blind, they both will end up in a ditch. What I find is that when people who are not abstinent help or try to sponsor another person who's not abstinent, they can commiserate into the things that will keep them in the food. The thing about sponsorship is that it includes food integrity and food honesty. And that takes practice. It takes practice to be honest with your food. It takes practice to have that integrity. The advantage that we have over people who might just be in a secular program is that we have the Holy Spirit living in us, and we definitely want to tie in what we're doing with the food with this walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we want a person who is committed to staying out of the food and has had some time out of the food. And we're not pulling them down because of our decision not to be done with the food. We want to be done with the food. And again, that's a 24-hour doneness. What I have found again, and I encourage you right now, is that every day to get on your knees and thank the Lord for any abstinence that he has given to you before this 24 hours, and to pray for that willingness To be abstinent in today. Let that be one of your first things you do. And what they even, some of the people who knew, who were God followers at least, they would tell their sponsees, even in the secular room, to kneel and ask for sponsoring, you know, to be abstinent in the morning and at night, to kneel and thank the Lord. You know, thank God, they would say, you know, to be, that you were abstinent in that day. And yet we want to seal our abstinence in Bible for Food with that knowledge that we do it with the Lord and for the Lord. And so praying, oh, I don't know where I would be without praying in my abstinence. But I also know this, that I follow a template, because part of the compulsive overeating, undereating, obsession is obsession about the food. And we can do some obsession about the food even when we are trying to do the right thing. We can sit and spend hours thinking about what is it that we can be committed to with our eating. So we have a template. A template actually helps me not to have to reinvent the wheel every morning. I have a template of foods that I follow. And then I have a menu that I write out every day. And what I also do is that I text that to my sponsor, or I speak to her about it. So that's like 3 days a week I actually speak to her. I actually give it to her verbally on the phone, but actually I still write it down myself on those days. But days when we don't speak, I also have found that it's important. You know, I text it to her exactly what it is. And if there is a problem with my food or something that I need to change, I text her before I do it. Before I do that change, I text that to her. And again, it is that humility of knowing I need help in doing that. Also, it just is practicing integrity, that I'm not going to go back on my word. And I don't want to be thinking about food 24/7. So being able to give that to my sponsor is very important. And my sponsor is on the same food plan that I'm on. And so I get an added bonus in that she knows. I have questions about certain things. She has experience because she is on the same food plan. When I was in secular recovery, I was told not to sponsor anyone unless they were on the same food plan that I was on. And part of the reasoning on that is that it's sneaky. We don't know, you know, if we're not sure what the plan is that a person is eating, we don't really know that. Since the beginning of Bible for Food, though, I know that I don't always have done that. Sometimes I have started off trying to help a person, and I will have them on, they might be on a different food plan, but I actually don't like doing that because what happens is that I don't catch the nuances all the time when a person is going back into the food. I don't always catch that. Where I can catch it on somebody who's doing my food plan, yeah, because I've done my food plan for 37 years. I know this plan. And so if someone is on the same plan as I am, I do catch those nuances. I am able to give information, so it's very, very important. But if you're on a food plan that is different from your sponsor, make sure you give her a written plan of what it is that you do. because the the tendency to go back into the food is sneaky. It's a very sneaky thing, and people can walk around, as I call, the rim of the toilet, and they may not even be aware of it, and the sponsor would not be aware of it if they don't have a written template of what the person is going to do. And so we do want to have that written template that not only tells what foods a person is eating, but the amounts that they eat and how many times a day that they eat. That's all of these things are very, very important. And if you are, concerned about your food and the plan, and I would say don't think too much or too long about getting a sponsor. Do it one day at a time. Just make up your mind for 24 hours. You're going to work with integrity with a person and do the things that they do in order to stay abstinent and to hopefully build these things up in your own ability to help another person. Once you start helping another person in a squeaky clean way, I'm telling you, that's going to help you more than you believe. You will lose that fear that food sometimes is going to just come around the corner and just snatch you up. Because again, you're working honestly with another person. You're working with your own sponsor. You're working with people that you sponsor. I want to just end by directing you in the book, the Think Fast book. There are 10 things that I wrote down, thought about, that I know are important if you are interested in getting abstinent and staying abstinent. These things include knowing the foods that work well in your body and having them listed, that they are written out on some paper or another so that you don't fall into amnesia about that. But also a list of those things that you know you do not eat, regardless of how healthy they might seem. The third thing is portion control, that there must be some way to control the amounts, whether you use a cup or scale or a tablespoon, or there are some people who do plans where they actually have a plate. The plate is actually sectioned, and they use that to section the foods that they have. Whatever, the portion control cannot be ignored, because if not, the weight will become an issue. And when the weight becomes an issue, whether it is overweight or underweight, because there are, that's the flip side of the same coin, where we're not eating enough that our body suffers, or we're eating too much and our body suffers. So portion control. How many meals will you eat day by day? That's important, because binges start a lot of times by the meals, again, the meals, thinking, oh, I didn't eat breakfast, and we start trying to make up for it at lunch or whatever. And also included in that too is how much time between the meals, because that can turn into a binge as well. And keep in mind eating at odd times of the day. In my food plan, we don't eat before 6, and we don't eat after midnight. So to cut out that eating in the middle of the night type of thing that got many of us in trouble. The other consideration is what to do in an irregular situation. What happens when you have a colonoscopy or something like that? Well, you have a sponsor who you can work out with her what you need to do. I've been hospitalized many times. My sponsor definitely helped me on that. I'm 37 years abstinent, so, and my youngest child is 34. And so I went through a pregnancy abstinently because God sent a sponsor who was able to help me to walk through that and all of it. Many things a sponsor is so helpful to do that you don't have to go into the food ever again. You don't. And what is wonderful when you find a born-again believer who is a sponsor, hallelujah, she can pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the issues that come up in your life. But if you don't have one who is born again, believe me, God might have put you in their life for a reason. And you can have the humility to learn from that person. And they can see your relationship with the Lord. And they can learn, hopefully, to come to the Lord and give the Lord their life. The other thing to keep in mind is condiments. Salt, if you're over-salting your food, it's possible that your body is not releasing water that can play havoc, again, on your weight and things like that, and your body size and your body image. But also other condiments might have things inside of it that can cause you to crave certain foods, which makes you want to binge. So condiments are very important. Reading the ingredients on things are important. And then the other thing, and the last thing that I will point out, that it's also in the writing in the book, is that weighing yourself. The scale will either be a tool or it would be a weapon. I'm grateful because when I started out, and I still follow this advice, for me, I only weigh once a month. My body fluctuates enough for me not to get into any kind of craziness because of the number on the scale. But the number on the scale can give me feedback and can give my sponsor feedback in terms of, do I need to add food onto my plan so that I'm not going underweight? Or does she need to release food from my plan so that I'm not getting overweight? But once a month is about enough time to do that evaluation. Not to be on that scale day after day after day after day, because that becomes another obsession. And we are not into obsessive behavior or compulsive behavior. We are being set free to eat in an honorable way to the Lord that brings glory to His name one day at a time. Let me pray. Father, thank you for this day of abstinence. And thank you for the skills that you have provided and the teachers you have sent to train me. I pray that I am willing to be there for others as others have been there for me. I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.